AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutcheon, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutcheon.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutcheon, a skills and assistant coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe, live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. My guest for the program tonight was a 1984 U.S. Hockey Olympian and a 10-year NHL vet with the Minnesota North Stars, Pittsburgh Penguins, and the L.A. Kings. I'd like to welcome Scott Bukestad to In the Crease. Welcome, Scott.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate you being on. What made me think of you is, obviously, I'm in the world of development, and I like what you're doing, and I was talking to Rob Stauber the other day, and I said, I've got to have him on the radio, so this is where all this transpired. But I've got a question for you. As far as why shooting, why did you hone in on shooting as being one of the main skills that you work on?
Well, I think when I was younger, that was kind of what helped me get to where I was at. So, I mean, the shooting part for me was, I was really observant with it, and I liked that part of it, and so when I got done, there's a lot of skating guys. There was nobody that did shooting.
Yeah, and I've watched the YouTube videos, and they're well done. I love it. They're almost like a commercial ad and with Easton, and I really like what you're doing between off-ice and on the ice. The off-ice training facility in the garage has synthetic ice, it looks like.
Yep, it does. I had it originally for about 8 years that I didn't have it, and then I put it in, and it's really good. It's, you know, the kids don't actually skate on it a ton. They do a lot of movement drills with it, but it, you know, being able to do the same stuff we do on the ice is really effective.
So you actually go by professional hockey shooting instructor.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Yeah, and I've seen you work in Chicago here and there, but you're usually on one side of the rink when you come to see Casey Van Diem and the Yellow Jackets, which he does a wonderful job with that program. But I'm usually on the other side in the past when we were brought in together. But no, I respect what you do, and I really believe the two skills that I see at the younger levels, whether it's throughout Illinois or throughout North America, is passing and shooting. Would you agree?
I think so, and I think one aspect that's kind of forgotten about is catching passes. I do a lot of stuff with kids here, and we look at, you know, the kids. There's a lot of kids that shoot the puck really hard, and they can't catch a pass. And the passing with the new sticks and catching passes with the new sticks is awesome. But if they're doing it wrong, if they're trying to catch the pass the way we used to catch passes or we were taught to catch passes, it doesn't work really well with these new sticks because the sticks are they're really stiff on the heel and the puck will stick right on the blade and the sooner they get the puck in position to shoot it, obviously the better plays they're going to make, more goals they're going to score.
And that's where I'm so interested in what you're doing, Scott. I mean, it's almost like going to a golf pro to get fitted with the right shaft, the right club, because we know that that shaft is the engine, whether it's a golf club or the engine of a hockey stick. Would you agree with that?
I do, I think one part of it, the shaft is super important. It's very similar to the golf clubs. I mean, you basically, when you go to the stores, when you're looking at sticks, you see one that's $200 and one that's $50. You're paying for the shafts. They might have the exact same blade on them, blade pattern.
Yep.
But you're paying for the shafts. And the other thing that we were never taught when we were younger is the blade actually does a lot of stuff with the flex. I mean, the really good shooters flex the blade and the shaft at the same time, so everything works together.
Yeah, and I've studied that on the film that that you have, a few videos that you have. I watch it. I love the way you clarify it. I mean, you show it in a slow motion type of thing, and your wording is absolutely perfect. It's easy to comprehend and retain. And I just believe that I think pro shops in general really have to start educating the parents instead of just the son or the daughter walking in and taking a $200 stick off the rack and saying, that's what I want to use because Alex Ovechkin's using it. Well, we know it might be the wrong blade. Mm-hmm. As far as the curvature, we know it's probably going to be the wrong shaft.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the key thing, especially when they're spending $200.
Well, I think so. That's you know, there's very few sporting goods shops where you go into and people, you know, you might have a young person working there that's you know, knows a little bit about everything. But the sticks are important. And like you said, people come in and they say, well, Mom, I want that stick because it's, you know, it's a cool color, or he uses it, and it's totally the wrong shaft. So you got to, you know, I think with the sporting goods stores, it's the more information they get, the better with how these sticks work, because the sticks are awesome right now, but if they don't fit you, you can't shave them, you can't curve them, you can't touch them like we used to, and you know, you get what you get. You pay for it, and then all of a sudden you don't like the stick because it doesn't fit you.
And I'm surprised they have not come out with a hockey stick where you can take a torch or take a heating gun to it and twist it a little bit. Are you surprised with that also?
I wish they would, but I think with the way I kind of have seen how they make them, and I know that they put them in a mold, and that's it. You know, when they come out, they're unchangeable. So I know it's expensive to do it that way, but it would sure be nice if they could. But I think with the way the sticks are made, I don't think it's possible.
I can't tell you, Scott, how many times I come across a pro. I mean, I'm leaving the American League after 18 years and getting my full-time job here with Columbus as a skills coach. And when I see junior A players or D1 players getting to the American League, some of these guys are still undecided on the curvature that they want or the type of shaft or even the manufacturer.
Well, and I think, too, I had a guy from a pro team here about 2 weeks ago that was using a stick that was 2 or 3 inches too long. So, and the reason there was a problem is because the toe of his stick was sticking right up in the air. As soon as we took his stick down and everything, the blade was hitting the right part of the blade, the toe was hitting. So the blade was flexing and shaft was flexing more and the accuracy was there. Everything was working. But, you know, I think with the curves on the sticks, I think it's kind of, we were all taught when we were younger to get a really slight curve and then get used to that. And then the more curve it is, the harder it is to handle. And it's actually the exact opposite. I mean, the curves, on the kids have the puck on their forehand 90% of the time. So if it's curved, it grabs the puck and it's easy to handle. So, you know, a lot of the really aggressive sticks now you see out there have, you know, 4 or 5 inches on the heel that's almost straight. So that part of the blades, they use that for catching passes, passing the puck, and then the toe, the front half of the blades for shooting. So, I mean, I think, you know, I think a lot of times kids don't really understand that part. They just look at sticks and say, I like this curve, I've used this curve forever, and I don't know if another one works better for me.
Explain to me, Scott, I mean, when we were young, I'm the same age as you, when we were young, it seemed from toe to heel, the stick, the lie and how it laid upon the ice was flush. And then they started coming out with a rocker type of stick 20, 25 years ago where you see a little bit of daylight underneath the heel, a little bit of daylight underneath the toe. What do you think about how rockered these sticks are today, these one-piece sticks?
Well, I think some of them are good, some of them are too. I think there's, you know, like on some of the videos I do with Easton, you can see that there's like they call it dual lie. And what happens is, you know, when you put your stick down, the part of the blade you want on the ice is the part of the blade you're going to catch passes with.
Mm-hmm.
Put your blade down so the back 6 inches of the blade's on the ice and it's pretty flat. And then when you turn the shaft a little bit, heel comes off the ice, toe goes down. Now you can flex the blade, so now there's an area to shoot from. So I think that it has to be rocker. I think when it's totally flat, when you turn the shaft to shoot it, you got just the tip of the blade on the ice. There's nothing on the ice.
Yep.
And if you shoot it the old way, where you're pushing on the whole blade, that's different. But the blades, you know, they're not effective like that. You might as well use the old sticks if you shoot like that. The new sticks are. There's a reason why these guys are shooting the puck just unbelievably hard with these new sticks.
Yeah, again, it goes back to, it's like a golf club with a trampoline effect.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. Why Easton? Why did, out of all the manufacturers out there, why Easton?
Well, I think I was very slow to really work with anybody. I did some stuff. I helped some companies out, but Easton came and they are really interested in the consumer, and they wanted to make sticks that if they didn't confuse the people. So when they went from junior to intermediate to adult, they were in the right stick. So if they found a pattern, so for instance, like the E28, they can use the E28 pattern as a junior, and it's a lower lie than it is in the intermediate, it's a lower lie than it is in the adult. So when they grow, it automatically adjusts lie-wise, and the blade and the curve gets bigger as they get older. So it just the consumer part for me was a huge thing. I saw people unhappy with going to stores and buying the wrong sticks and not having a clue. And I think they've really been good about that part, and that's been the most important thing for them.
I personally like the product myself. In the Crease Hockey Radio will return after these messages.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. We've got some trouble on the westbound side of the Jane Addams. It's jammed from Route 53 to Meacham, where they've started 15-minute full-lane closures there until about 5 a.m. Good news on the inbound Kennedy at Addison. IDOT crews cleared a crash involving a motorcycle from the two left lanes. No residual delays on the inbound Kennedy at Addison. On the inbound Eisenhower, traffic cleared from Racine to the Circle. It's about 16 minutes in both directions between downtown and Mannheim. On the inbound Dan Ryan, a slow spot at Roosevelt. It's about 16 minutes up to downtown from 95th. On the west side, police activity at Augusta and Keeler. On the south side, an earlier crash with injuries at 41st and Drexel. Chicago weather currently 61 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 56 and clear. Tomorrow, the high 80 and sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity thinks Hillary Clinton has more to worry about than her campaign.
If they find those lost 33,000 emails,
the one she's deleted,
you're going to not only find classified information, the whole Benghazi issue is going to be brought to an entire new level. And instead of worrying about being elected president, her biggest fear is going to be how much time she may have to spend in jail.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-503-6673. That's 1-800-503-6673. 1-800-503-6673.
Are you prepared to stay safe and warm if a winter storm knocks out power? Ice, wind, and heavy snow can slow down restoration. So have extra blankets and supplies on hand to help weather a prolonged outage safely. And before venturing outside, be aware that ice and snow can hide dangers like downed power lines that are energized. Learn more about winter storm safety at safeelectricity.org. Sponsored by the Energy Education Council.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This portion of our program is brought to you by Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why fresh is their middle name. My guest skating through the crease tonight is professional skills coach Scott Bukestad. Scott, in your 20 years of training now, or even more throughout Minnesota and other parts of the country, where have you seen the game change the most?
I think this basically the skills. I mean, the kids or the players, like in the NHL right now, you don't have the guys that when I played, that we always had one or two guys that really couldn't play very well. They were tough guys that kind of kept things in check. And there's guys that are tough guys that can play now. And I mean, everybody can play, and the skill is so much higher.
Yeah, the tough guy, I mean, a guy that's 6'5" today has feet of a guy 5'9". I mean, he has to in order to keep up with the game.
Yep, no, that's exactly right. And I think that's probably the biggest thing. But I think, you know, the skill level on everybody is better. And I think, you know, they train differently. They're training all year long. They hardly take any time off.
Well, for what you're doing with the shooting aspect, I mean, even an NHL player, a guy that's only scoring 5, 6, 7 goals a year, we want more out of him, obviously. I mean, as a fan, and obviously the organization wants more. So I think that's where they can benefit from a guy like yourself.
Well, I think, too, even when I get high-level guys, they come in and they, you know, I'm not telling them how to shoot. I'm just telling them how the stick works and you know how they can make it more efficient. And I think once they see that, then it, you know, some guys don't even think about the way they shoot. And I would bet in the probably 50% of the guys I talk to in the NHL, when I ask them how the stick works, they don't have a clue. They just go, well, I just shoot it.
That's right.
And they've always been able to just shoot it. And once they understand that it works better if I go closer to the toe, if the puck doesn't slide all over my blade, I'm going to be more accurate. Then all of a sudden, it really changes.
And when you look at today's equipment and what guys were doing in the past, I mean, I love this line that you have on the website. It says, shooting can separate players quicker than any other skill in hockey. When I think of that line and read that line, I think of a guy by the name of Mike Bossy or Brett Hull.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, those guys, I mean, they were the ones. I mean, they weren't super flashy, but they could shoot. I mean, Brett Hull, you could put the puck anywhere near him. And the one thing that he was underrated with was his catching pass. He caught the puck no matter where you threw it to him. The same with Bossy.
That's right.
And there was another guy, Yari Curry, when I played. I played against him a lot, and he was, you know, he was an unbelievable shooter. And he was basically shot the same way that I kind of teach now. He was the one guy that I looked at a lot when I played.
And the great goal scorers at one point were using Northlands and CCMs and Victoriavilles and old Christian wooden hockey sticks, and then we went to the aluminum, which we thought that might stay around forever, and then the two-piece, and here we are today with these sticks that I want to go back to the shaft. I want to go back to the blade. If you were working with a D1 player or a National Hockey League player or an American Hockey League player, and you saw the shot coming off incorrectly and you didn't personally like the curve of that guy's stick, are you wanting him to experience other curves and try out other curves beyond just changing the shaft?
Absolutely. I think some guys get fixed on something they've been using for a long time, and if it's a heel curve, so the farther out on the toe they shoot it, obviously the more the spring they get out of their stick.
Mm-hmm.
And the less it moves on the blade, the more accuracy they're going to have. So if they have a heel curve, the tendency is the puck is going to go where the blade is curved. So it kind of, if it's kinked by the heel, the puck seems to, they can try to shoot it off the toe, but they never get it all the way to the toe. I mean, there's a guy with the Wild Dumbo right now that uses the heel curve, shoots really well, but he can't get the puck up by the toe when he takes wrist shots and snapshots. It's, you know, 3-4 inches from the toe, and then, you know, he just doesn't, because the way the stick is curved just won't allow him to do that. So I just say, you know what, you just try this. And sometimes they look at the blades and they're like, oh, my God, it looks way too curved.
Mm-hmm.
And they start using it and they go, boy, this thing's 10 times easier to use than my stick. So sometimes I really push it on them if it looks like they're really having trouble with the puck coming off their blade. And sometimes I just let them do it and just kind of let them change it.
Well, I think a player at the highest level still needs a little help once in a while, especially around the crease. And if you can let the shaft and the blade do a little bit of the work for you, especially if you're off balance, you want that tool working for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, the sticks now that, I mean, the guys are so agile, they're so athletic. They, you know, if they have a a stick that fits them perfect. Or, and you know, a lot of times, even at the pro level, the guys are always thinking there's something wrong with their stick. There's, oh, it doesn't fit me here. Doesn't. So when they come in and I do stuff with them, well, usually when they leave, they kind of feel comfortable with it, so they aren't thinking about their stick. And this is one thing what happens with younger kids too. They'll go to the store, they buy a stick, don't like it, and then they gotta go buy a different one because they don't like the way the curve is. And they're always thinking that there might be something wrong, there might be something better. If you can get them to the point where this stick fits you, this is mm-hmm. perfect for you, and they believe it, then all of a sudden they start playing, they don't worry about their stick, and that's half the battle.
Scott, I remember a couple of years out, just outside of Sochi, Rob Stauber and I spoke often about how you should have been part of that as far as to come in, or better yet, our women, since we were training in Blaine so much, mm-hmm. How our women should have been coming to see you. Here they are, the premier athletes of the world, the best players of their game. And if you went across the rack, Scott, and saw their sticks, you would say, that's why she can't get that puck underneath the bar up close, or that's why her shot's weak from inside the blue. Every one of those ladies, I would say 80% of those sticks did not match their play.
Well, it's pretty common too. Like I just, you know, a lot of them shoot the way they figured out how to shoot. And some kids, boys and girls, have gotten kind of lucky with where their body position when they were younger. So they've practiced the right things and they work. And sometimes if they're really good players, a lot of times if you show them, they can adjust very quickly on, I mean, I had one girl from the Olympic team, I don't know, it was about 2 months ago, and super good athlete, and she was leaning back on the puck, and she just never felt like she was over the top of the puck. And as soon as she got over the top of the puck, it totally changed the way she felt. So, you know, she was like, geez, I can't believe how hard the puck's coming off. And it was just where her weight was. And once they feel it, they're athletic enough to change it immediately.
And I like what I saw in a video with your head position. I have never heard it that way, as far as the head a little bit forward for the lower shot and the head a little bit back for the higher shot. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I mean, a player can understand that very easily.
Well, that's, you know, I think the shooting is pretty simple. And I've tried a whole bunch of different angles. And a lot of times I'll talk to a kid where we're doing shooting and I'll tell him 10 different things and one thing will click in. And so with that, I kind of used a bunch of different sayings, and all of a sudden one seems to work better than the others. And I think that's kind of how that one came about.
Yeah. And I just think all around these players, if they listen to an expert to help them out, first of all, they have no excuse when the sticks come in. As far as today's sticks, they're all the same weight, so they can't say one is heavier than the other. But I really believe they do need help, whether it's at the youth level, to the pro level, or the premier level of an Olympian, on that shaft of their hockey stick and the curvature. And everybody's a little different. And I'm a firm believer that a player at the end of the year, if he's had trouble shooting, a higher-end player, could be a D1 player, take home six different models that summer and try them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that kids get confused, especially when they're younger, and I do my lessons where the parents are in there with me, so I talk to the parents as much as the kids, but there's actually sticks that force the kids to get their hands in the right position to shoot it. And if they shoot it wrong, the stick won't allow them to shoot it wrong, so if their weight's not forward, the puck's going to flip backwards. So if their weight's forward, they pull the puck. Ovechkin's stick's a perfect example. It's just really wicked, and it's not usable for younger age kids, or hardly anybody can use it because of the way it's curved, and there's very little space on it, but that stick forces him to get his weight way forward to be able to shoot the puck as hard as he can, because his shaft is bending more. So once his weight gets forward, shaft bends, and then he can control it. But the curve on the stick has probably been the most surprising thing for me on how much you can change the way people shoot.
Yeah, and what do you like personally? Less curve for these kids today, or a little bit of an upshoot?
I like it in the middle, and it's got, you know, it all depends on where they're at. Because if you get a kid that's in a too aggressive a stick and they're not ready for it, they're going to flip everything. So, everything for the mid forward and curve and a little bit upshoot. I mean, a lot of them have tip curves on them where they're just the last 2 inches or inch of that blade is curved, which makes a huge difference on how they can grab the puck.
And these kids at the young age, I mean, we could see a young Pee-wee still be able to shoot the puck because he's got great rhythm, he's got good hands, good athleticism, but definitely needs a good stick in his hand. You've been listening to In the Crease here on AM 560 The Answer. We will be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
September 16th, the Republican presidential candidates are heading to Hollywood for their second debate, and AM 560 is rolling out the red carpet. Join us for Big Issues on the Big Screen, a debate watch party at the Hollywood Palms Cinema in Naperville. Watch the debate on the big screen. The best way to get tickets? Buy a ticket to Freedom Summit Chicago 2015 and get a free ticket to Big Issues on the Big Screen. Go to freedomsummitchicago.com. Sponsored in part by Air Comfort, Americans for Prosperity, Command, Capital, and by Best
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. One person killed, more than 400 homes and businesses destroyed by a fast-growing California wildfire. Mandatory evacuation orders for thousands of area residents. The city of Middletown hit hard.
If you drive down Main Street or the main drive, you'll have most of the commercial buildings bordering the main drive there are intact. Many of the homes and the businesses off the side streets have been impacted.
CAL FIRE Operations Chief Todd Derham says the fire has grown to more than 50,000 acres. Cars and trucks still being targeted in Phoenix. The latest incident, the work of three teens using slingshots.
We feel, and I believe the director would also agree, that this probably a copycat. But that's still serious.
Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio says the 18 and 19-year-olds admitting shooting rocks and vehicles at people. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Good news on the inbound Kennedy at Addison. IDOT crews cleared a crash involving a motorcycle from the two left lanes. There are no residual delays. On the inbound Eisenhower, it's cleared up from Racine to the Circle. It's a 16-minute trip in both directions between downtown and Mannheim. On the inbound Dan Ryan, it's also cleared up from 18th to the Circle, 15 minutes either direction between downtown and 95th. Westbound I-90, the Jane Addams, it's jammed from Route 53 to Meacham, where they have 15-minute full-lane closures scheduled between now and 5 a.m. On the west side, there's police activity at Augusta and Keeler. On the south side, a crash at 41st and Drexel, and police at Bowen and Drexel. Chicago weather currently 61 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 56 and clear. Tomorrow, the high 80. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-600-7926. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-600-7926. 1-800-600-7926.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. And we're smack dab in the middle of our dance-a-thon to fight arthritis pain. Me, I've been grooving for 10 hours straight, baby, but I'm a boogie machine. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound. That's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, visit fightarthritispain.org. Then meet me on the dance floor. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned to your Sunday night hockey radio show called In the Crease. I'm Kenny McCudden, your host for this program. My guest is former NHL player Scott Bjugstad, who trains players on and off the ice throughout Minnesota. Scott, have you ever thought about franchising your ideas or the facility setup elsewhere throughout the U.S.?
I have. I'm so busy with just doing this stuff. I haven't really had a chance to be able to do it. I've thought about it. It would probably work out fine. It's just a matter of, you know, sometimes like our area here is such a good area for. I mean, we have thousands of kids. I mean, I'm busy all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
What's that?
That's a great thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing for me. It is, and I think, the franchise would work great. It's just a matter of it has to be in an area where it's, you know, it's really there's a lot of youth kids.
So throughout your area, you're seeing associations and programs needing your help.
Yeah, you know, I have like next 2 weeks. We have clinics where I'm doing stick clinics with the whole association, and I'll talk to the whole association about.
I love it.
Why the stick? You know, why certain curves, why certain shafts, why, you know, what to look for when they go to the stores, why they should be looking for, what happens when they take a slap shot, whatever. So we go through everything. We have a question and answer thing at the end, and it's just for the, you know, sometimes if the parents buy one wrong stick, it costs them, you know, $500. If they buy a $250 stick, they buy the wrong one, they got to buy another one.
Yeah.
So we go through that, you know, just, there's differences between high-end sticks and low-end sticks that sometimes make a huge difference to kids, sometimes don't. And I think everybody thinks they got to have a high-end stick, but and it does make a difference as they get older. But when they're younger, it's just more a matter of the lie of the curve and the flexor, right?
As a coach in the game myself, I love how you've thought the process out. The thing that I really enjoyed reading was a player must go through an off-ice evaluation before they get on the ice with you. I love it.
Yeah, and I think, too, like the off-ice stuff for me, I think I can slow everything down and I can kind of – the kids can't – it seems like when I get a big group on the ice and you start doing stuff on the ice with them – it just seems much easier when you have them right in a little area and their parents are in there and everybody's watching and they're looking at it. So
I got to tell you a story. I want to hear your thoughts on this. Last year I was running a hockey program in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and I'm out with the mites. And within minutes, every time the mite got the puck on a stick, next thing I know, he's bringing that stick back like John Daly does on the first tee of a golf course. And did you know, first of all, that mites were allowed to take slap shots there?
No.
Yeah, they are. And the crazy thing about it was it drove me up the wall for the week so badly because here you're finding a 6 and 7 year old who's watching TV, their favorite star the night before, one timing pucks. You'll actually find these kids looking for a one timer at 6 or 7. They can't even carry the puck.
I know.
And they're looking for a one timer. So I shared this with a group of Canadian coaches and a group of coaches from Canada Hockey, and they said, yeah, it's staying that way, and I just can't tell you how I feel that they're ignoring the snapshot and, most importantly, the wrist shot at that age, even before the snapshot. But, yeah, 6 and 7 year old kids taking slap shots.
Well, and I think, too, what happens with the slap shot, if their slap shot is bad, if they're doing it wrong, it filters into every one of their shots. So like with my stuff, we go through wrist shots, we go through backhands, we go through half slap shots when we do it. And if their body position isn't right on the half slap shots, we shorten it to make sure the blade's on the ice. They need to feel the flex of the shaft and the blade before anything works.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of the time when you see the younger kids taking slap shots, they bring their stick back and they chop the heel down. They're trying to get the puck up in the air. It comes up to, you know, a foot and they're all fired up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of, you know, we kind of slow everything down. So, I mean, it's hard with the kids because all they do when they're younger is they try to figure out how to raise the puck. And now you got when they come into lessons, it's about getting them to shoot the puck low and then being able to shoot the puck high at the same speed they're shooting it low.
I love that you're working on the half slap shot with your players because I think it's such a controlled shot. They've got to get it off quickly. There's still something on it, and I think it's just a great shot, especially through traffic. And you're all about shooting lanes, obviously, too. When you get into good situational shooting drills, you're obviously about getting into shooting lanes, right?
Yeah, the kids, I think the more they handle the puck, the good shooters, they can stand there. They don't really actually see the lane. They're kind of, their eyes are where the blade of their stick is, so they can reach your stick out a little bit and they can see space. I mean, you watch like Patrick Kane, he comes on the ice and he'll look like he's all clogged up, like there's nobody in front of him where he can get the puck through, and he pushes a puck 6 inches away from his feet and then shoots it through a leg.
Yep.
You know, that kind of stuff. That's all from just being really comfortable with where your blade is. It's all, you know, from my stuff in the summer, it's all about catching passes, controlling the puck, bringing it to the right spot, and then getting your shot off. So, yeah, the shooting through the lane is super important. Now, it's almost sometimes in the higher levels, it's like you got four or five goalies out there.
Yeah, and the pull wrist shot that you're teaching and the pull snapshot, that's just a matter of 4 to 6 inches, which is going to get through a shooting lane.
Mm-hmm. And, that can vary too. You know, normally if you're just doing it, and there's nobody in front of you, yeah, it's 4 to 6 inches. But sometimes you got to drag it 10, 12 to get past whatever's in front of you.
For sure. We will be returning to In the Crease with Scott Bukestad after these important words from our sponsors.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. On the CTA Brown Line, trains have been rerouted to the Red Line subway between Fullerton and downtown until 4 in the morning. On the Kennedy, express lanes are closed overnight. Good news on the inbound Kennedy at Addison, IDOT crews cleared a crash, no residual delays. Westbound on I-90, the Jane Addams, traffic jammed from Route 53 to Meacham, where they have 15-minute full-lane closure scheduled till about 5 in the morning. On 394 at Joe Orr Road, watch out for a stall that's blocking the lane. IDOT on the scene with that. On the west side, police activity at Augusta and Keeler. On the south side, police activity at Bowen and Drexel, also at 83rd and Wood. Chicago weather currently 61 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 56 and clear. Tomorrow, the high 80, sunny and breezy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit gardenfreshmarket.com to find a location near you.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. And we're smack dab in the middle of our dance-a-thon to fight arthritis pain. Me, I've been grooving for 10 hours straight, baby, but I'm a boogie machine. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound. That's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, visit fightarthritispain.org. Then meet me on the dance floor. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned for another period of In the Crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This program and segment is sponsored by Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why fresh is their middle name. They've got stores in Buffalo Grove, Mundelein, Naperville, Northbrook, and Round Lake Beach. Tonight's guest is Scott Buchstad, who has been training thousands of hockey players with the art of shooting throughout Minnesota. Scott, do you ever hold clinics for coaches? Because we know that an awful lot of things are not being taught properly throughout the in sport in general. So my question for you, do you ever, throughout these associations, bring the coaches on the ice?
I do. Probably five or six associations each year I go into their meetings before they have before the actual season starts. I just talk to the guys in the locker room, and then we go on the ice. So I'll go through, you know, the sticks and everything with it in the locker room, and talk to the parent or the coaches if they have questions. Then we go on the ice, and we actually go through a bunch of the shots and catching passes and all that stuff. But yeah, I do that.
Well, I know stick manufacturers are going now to hockey associations now and lining up all their product, whether it's skates, gloves, sticks, but it's not being narrowed down the way you do it, breaking down shaft, breaking down height, the knob, the curvature of the stick. Let's talk about the height. Where are you today with the height if a player is on his skates?
If he's on his skates, it's between his mouth and his chin. I usually go by just with tennis shoes on, he's up to his nose.
Yep.
And, you know, a long stick is up to their nose with their skates on. So the nice thing about the new sticks is you can change them. You know, if you cut it off and it feels a little too, you get used to it and you say, God, I think I can use a longer stick. You can put an inch plug in there and you know, it's great. So that's the one huge advantage. You know, if you have a 60 flex stick and you cut off 2 inches, that stick is now a 70 flex.
That's right.
But if you add 2 more inches back in, it was back to a 60 flex. So you can and you can actually add, depends on how aggressive the kids are, but sometimes you can add two inches longer than the normal stick. So you can there's quite a bit of length you can add onto it.
I wonder what a guy like obviously he did experiment. You take a guy like Brett Hull, who we spoke about earlier. I've heard rumors that he had an 85 flex or an 80 flex at one point, scoring all those goals. I wonder what the guy'd be like with 100 or 110 because he used the short stick. I wonder how that shot would come off
with 110 flex.
Yes,
once the stick, if it gets too stiff, if it feels too stiff, for instance, like an Ovechkin stick, if he uses a really stiff shaft.
Mm-hmm.
The blade doesn't flex enough, so it never flattens out. So his stick is a little, it's got to be a little more flexible when you have that bigger curve. And Brett Hull had a fairly big curve. His was flipped
yes.
under quite a bit.
Yep.
So I think with, you know, it all depends on the curves, and I think if you go to 110 flex on that stick, he'd be fighting it. His puck wouldn't do what he wanted.
Yeah. And you notice that type of thing right away with better players when you're training them. You see how that puck comes off.
Oh, yeah. When it comes off good, you go, oh, that. I mean, it jumps off these new sticks. And, you know, you get a big guy that his timing's really good. It comes off there better than a small guy. I'll be totally honest with you. But most of the time, the big guys they're not as athletic.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, just the length of the shaft, and it's like a golfer. If you use a long shaft, and you hit your driver the farthest because of the longer shaft. So Chara shoots it harder than everybody else, but I don't think his technique is better than everybody else. He's big. He's big and his technique's good, but he's, you know, there's the height right now is a huge thing for shooting, for speed itself.
Yep.
But there's a lot of guys that, I mean, you look at Johnson from Tampa Bay, that he can shoot the puck from
That's
anywhere,
right.
but he's really short. So the nice thing about these sticks is everybody can shoot really well with them. and it, and the puck comes off differently, and that's the hard thing for the goalies. I would hate to be a goalie right now because the puck comes off differently on every guy's stick.
Yeah, and it's curving, it's raising, and so many of the goalies are getting hit in the head today because of the position of how they're playing with the butterfly. But when you and I were kids, everything was off the heel of the stick. So you're teaching everything from the toe with today's sticks. Is that correct?
Yep.
And obviously that's when you're getting the full flex between the blade and the shaft.
Yep, and that's well, and I you know, for me, I'll be totally honest with you. This is all from just observing the pro shoot.
Sure.
I even from when I was younger, even when they had wood sticks, Yari Curry shot everything off the toe. Bossy shot his. He had a lot of little half slap shots he did, and that was he probably shot a little bit farther back off the blade. But Yari Curry was right off the tip of his blade. It was all pull snapshots. And that's kind of where it started. But if you watch the highlights in the NHL right now, or when the season starts, you'll see the puck, when they shoot a really good snapshot off, from the top of the circle, it's right off the front of their blade.
Yeah.
The blade's flexing, everything's working, the puck's just sitting right next to the toe.
What about the knob of the stick? What do you, as far as younger kids, might through, say through Pee-wee, what kind of knob are you looking for?
Just one big enough on their stick so that they can grab onto, but they got to be able to get their hand over the end of it. So, I mean, sometimes you get kids that have big knobs on their stick and they grab underneath that knob and it actually forces their wrist, their hand to slide over because the knob is hitting the kids in the wrist when they bring the puck in close to their body.
Yep.
So they have to turn their hand over. Now the wrist is turned. They can't turn it anymore. So you want to be able to grab the end of it and just, their stick and their hand should all move together.
I like the words on your website also. Good technique and repetition are strong, strong words that they can understand. I mean, it's got to be good technique.
It is. And I think, like one of the things that I always, when the kids leave, I say, I had someone today that said it, and they said, well, how many shots do they shoot? I said, well, they need to be focused on all their shots. If they lose focus, just have them stop and do something else. Because it's like if you tell a young player, five good things they've done and five bad things they've done, they remember the bad things. So if they start out really good with their shooting and then they don't care at the last 50 shots, their body's going to remember the last 50 shots.
I agree with that. We will be back in a few minutes and returning to In the Crease here on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and join me, Ken Severo, for some in-flight entertainment every Saturday evening at midnight on Fly By Night. You'll always be guaranteed first-class laughs and fun from my comedian friends, local personalities, and fascinating guests. And always remember, keep your seatbelts fastened, as laughter can cause turbulence.
Tune in to Fly By Night with Ken Severa every Saturday night at midnight here on AM 560, The Answer.
My name is Dr. Howard. I've recommended Balance of Nature for over 15 years because of the excellent results I see in my patients. Balance of Nature doesn't make any claims of treating or curing any particular disease, but I think the results speak for themselves.
I will tell you one thing, and he's sick all winter. He wasn't sick at all this winter, not one time.
I've taken vitamins my whole life, and this is really the only thing that I've ever really felt like that did anything.
That's why I kept coming down with the flu. And she said, double them, triple them. And that's what I did since then, and I haven't had the flu. So I know it works.
When you can give your body a full variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables in their 100% natural, whole food form, you receive the unmatched balance of nutrition. Call toll-free 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code CHICAGO.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to your Sunday Night Hockey radio show, where tradition and special guests are highlighted every week. This final period of In the Crease is brought to you by Allstate. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe Live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. My guest for tonight's show has been Scott Bjugstad. Scott, you've seen players come to you for many, many years, and once they nail things down, do you let them go or do you want to see them back as a return customer?
Oh, I think with the older guys, the really good players, they're good at practicing. So they, unless they have a problem, they don't need to come back very much. But the younger players, when I work with the younger players, actually, they need to be reinforced. And so the younger players, I give them an online program that they have. It's a 6-month program they can work on. But if they're having trouble, I just say, I have a, an app now that you can sign up online, and they just say, just sign up for a lesson. We'll just continue.
I love it. I want to talk about opposite foot shooting or off balance shooting. Do you ever teach them?
Yeah, if you look at the guys in the NHL, if they have a choice, they'll go off their inside foot.
That's right.
Which we were told when we were younger was the wrong foot.
Correct.
So, and you know this, the only way you can shoot and skate is shoot off that inside foot. So if a kid steps, to the outside, if he's a left-handed shot, steps on his right foot and then cuts back to the middle, you want to be able to shoot it off that step. You don't want to have to step back on your right foot and lose all the space you just gained.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we do that. In my summer stuff, we work on it about 80% of the time, because if they have a choice, they're going to get on that foot.
I see that you've teamed up with Diane Ness. I researched her. I saw some footage with the power skating. Sounds like it's a nice blend.
Yeah, she's really good here. I mean, she's really been she's really specific with what she does, and so her programs. She's very deliberate, and she makes sure the guys go through the first steps and make sure everything is correct. And that's kind of what I do,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we kind of got together, because her stuff is. I trust the way she teaches, and she trusts the way I teach.
What about shooting boards or apparatuses out there that players can take home with them? What do you recommend?
Well, it depends on how much room they have. But if they don't have a lot of room, there's a tarp you can hang off your garage door. Here they have one called Sniper's Edge, and it fits any garage door. You can shoot in from the inside to out, or from outside back in, and that's probably the best one, because it knocks the puck straight down. You don't have any deflections. If you use it, like in my garage, you have a net in there, and the ceiling's got a million black marks on it because it hits a crossbar and goes straight up.
Have you ever thought about getting involved with USA Hockey and getting involved in their ADM program and on the shooting side and getting these kids off on the right foot at a young age?
Yeah, but that's kind of a different question.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. And the reason why, I really believe we have to get these kids at a young age with handling it right, where they handle it, how they pass it, how they release it. And I think a good passer leads into a good shooter.
Well, and I think, too, that one of the things that is kind of frustrating to me is that the sticks have changed a ton. And the shooting stuff that USA Hockey works with right now, is the stuff they're teaching is not the same. I mean, it's not the same as the way the guys are shooting. So
yeah.
That's a hard part for me. I mean, I know how the stick works. I know how I spend a ton of time. It's like your skating stuff, and
sure,
you know exactly how it works. So it's hard to agree with that.
Scott, what's a phone number or a website where you could be contacted?
Just scottbjugstad.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott, I know you jumped in there very, very quickly for me today, and I really appreciate you being on. I hope to do another show with you in the future.
Oh, that'd be great.
I really enjoyed having you on. I'd like to thank Debbie Schreiner, my producer, that sits on the other side of the glass. Thank you, Debbie, for passing me that puck tonight. I am your host, Kenny McCudden. You can listen to archive shows at my site at icecompanyhockey.net. We will return next Sunday night at 11 p.m. Keep your head up, and good night.
The Animal Story.